As crews continue working to repair the broken water main at the site of a sinkhole on South Lake Avenue at Elberon Place, the City of Albany is directing residents to conserve water. It's a worst-case scenario. Workers braving heat and humidity, eyes on the sky, as they proceed with repairs to a vital main that feeds water to a thirsty city. Water Commissioner Joe Coffey.
We have a lot of moving parts. Things have kind of slowed down a little bit visibly, I think, for the observer looking above ground. We are just really kind of watching and waiting. The rainfall yesterday and the forecast for the next 3 or 4 days is suggesting we're likely going to get some periodic heavy rainfall. That obviously has an impact on what we can do. We don't want to start doing some work and then find it all, you know, kind of disturbed or damaged or destroyed by, you know, the rainfall that can elevate the water level on the excavations.
Coffey anticipates delivery of a liner on Tuesday that will make way for the final water main repair, with the expectation it will be complete by the 24th. A couple of flood mitigation projects are on the agenda, one in the Reichman Avenue area off Woodlawn and another on Elberon Place.
It's going to be a new 5-foot diameter sewer that's going to go from Quail Street down to Washington Park Lake. That's going to be picking up separated stormwater from Quail Street and the stormwater on a 9-acre Elberon drainage area, taking that out of the combined sewer and taking that clean stormwater down to Washington Park Lake. We have actually ordered some of that 5-foot pipe in the event that we're able to get some of that in the ground as we do the repair here at Lake Avenue.
To expedite sinkhole repairs, the major water transmission main that brings water from Albany's treatment plant in Faribush to the Loudonville Reservoir has been turned off. The city issued water restrictions. You can still water your garden by hand, but there is to be no lawn watering of any kind, no car washing or hosing of driveways or sidewalks, and no filling of swimming pools. And that includes the South End's largest respite from the snap of scorching summer heat, Lincoln Park Pool. Mayor Kathy Sheehan.
With restrictions in place, we just can't open that pool and hope to make sure that we have water for all of our residents and, you know, institutions here in the city. And with Lincoln Park Pool being closed, we were very concerned about residents being able to access some cool water and to be able to cool off. So thanks to the Albany City School District, they've opened the Myers Middle School pool. We're providing lifeguards and bus transportation from Lincoln Pool out to the Myers Pool as well as the Mater Christie Pool. And I hope that people take advantage of that and take it easy. It's going to be very hot for the next few days.
Buses are running every half hour from noon to 6 p.m. between Lincoln Park Pool to Myers on Whitehall Road and Mater Christie Pool on New Scotland Road.
We have 3 pools that are open, the Myers Pool, the Mater Christie Pool, and the Arbor Hill Pool. We've extended the hours for the Arbor Hill Pool. It's going to be open until 8 p.m., so it's open a bit later in the evening. It normally closes at 6, so we're doing what we can to provide places for people to cool off.
Albany's 11 spray pads around the city remain open from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. There's more information at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.